welcome back to the Curious Kid Podcast. We've been getting curious for almost an entire year, and most of the topics we learn about are topics that I have no special knowledge of.
You do know a lot about candy, Daddy.
You might be right about that. We learned about candy for our Halloween episode last year. Usually, before we record every episode, we do a lot of research, so we make sure we get all of the facts right. This week, we are covering a topic that I have studied a lot, and I didn't have to do a lot of research for this episode.
This week, we are getting curious about the flu shot.
That's right. It may not be a topic we are really excited to learn about, but I think it's important to learn about the flu shot. The reason I know a lot about the flu shot is because I have given hundreds of flu shots. I am a pharmacist and an immunizer, which means that I am able to give people shots.
But don't worry, I'm not going to interview my daddy.
That's because we are lucky enough to have a special guest in the studio with us for this episode. Her name is Emily, and Olivia is going to ask her some interesting questions in just a few minutes. In this episode, we are going to learn what the flu is and why it is so dangerous. We are going to learn the signs and symptoms of the flu, how the flu is diagnosed, how the flu is treated, and most importantly, how the flu can be prevented.
The question of the week is, can you get the flu on going outside on a really cold day without a coat?
Flu is short for the word influenza. Influenza is a virus. It can spread if someone who has the flu coughs or sneezes. As you may remember from episode 3 on sneezing, when you sneeze, lots and lots of tiny droplets shoot out of your nose and mouth. Well, if you have the flu and you sneeze, someone else might breathe those droplets in, infecting them with the flu.
The flu is very, very contagious.
We can't stress this enough. You can get infected with the flu without ever coming into contact with the person that infects you. If someone sneezes or coughs on something, like let's say a doorknob, and they have the flu, you can get infected just by touching the same doorknob later.
How many people get the flu every year?
A lot of people, but the numbers can be very different from year to year. Every single year, millions of people get the flu worldwide.
What does it feel like to have the flu?
There are lots of signs and symptoms of the flu. They include a fever, headache, weakness, cough, sore throat, runny nose, nausea or vomiting, and diarrhea. The problem is that many of these symptoms can be something else other than the flu.
So how does the doctor know if you have the flu or not?
Many doctors have seen so many flu cases that they can often tell you if you have the flu just by examining you. If they are unsure, they can always take a mucus sample to be tested in a lab by wiping a cotton swab in your nose or in your throat.
If you get the flu, what can you do to make it better?
There are many things you can do to feel better. First, you should drink lots of fluids to prevent dehydration. Preferably, those fluids should include electrolytes. You can also take a medication, like acetaminophen, which goes by the trade name Tylenol, to reduce a fever, or ibuprofen, which goes by the trade names Advil and Motrin, to relieve aches and pains. Getting lots of sleep is also very important for recovery.
Very important. If you have the flu, stay away from other people.
Lots of people continue to go to work or school after they get the flu because they aren't sure if it's the flu or because they just don't want to miss a day. Don't do it. Being around people when you have the flu is not nice because you could pass your dangerous virus to someone else.
Sharing is caring, but not when it comes to the flu.
If you get the flu, your best bet is to stay at home and take care of yourself until you get better. You will usually be feeling pretty crummy for about a week before you are well enough to return to work or school.
Can the flu be prevented?
There are lots of things you can do to decrease the chances you get the flu. Washing your hands is extremely important.
You should wash your hands after you use the bathroom, after coughing or sneezing, or before eating.
Also, don't share things like cups or eating utensils.
If you have the flu and you want to share your fruit punch with a friend, bam, now they have the flu. Not nice.
Also, make sure to cover your mouth when you cough or sneeze with your upper arm or a tissue if you have it.
Throw your tissue away after you use it. Don't be a slob.
All of these things are important steps you can take to prevent the flu. But the best thing you could do is to get the flu shot every year. Most people choose to get their flu shot in a month that ends with the letter R.
That's the last 4 months of the year. September, October, November, December.
I wouldn't recommend waiting as late as December, because your doctor's office or pharmacy might run out of the flu shot before you decide to get it. If you plan on using a pharmacy to get your flu shot, check your state laws to see if you need a prescription for it and whether your child is old enough to get a flu shot at a pharmacy, because the laws vary by state. And there is also no reason to be scared of getting the flu shot. Olivia has had one every year. Can you tell people what it's like?
It hurts a second after you get it, but always you can get a Band-Aid after it. When you get the flu shot, don't be scared, because you can think about something else that's happy.
Olivia is so brave, and she always helps her little brother Noah feel better when he is getting his flu shot. There are lots of myths regarding the flu and the flu shot. A myth is just a thing that people believe that isn't necessarily true. To break it all down for us, we have a very special guest in the studio. Her name is Emily. She is a pharmacist currently working as a clinical assistant professor and researcher at the University of Florida. Go Gators! She is going to break down some of the common flu myths for us.
Emily, thank you so much for being a guest on the podcast. Why did you decide to become a pharmacist?
Thanks so much for having me today. I decided to become a pharmacist because I knew not every single medication would work the same in everybody, so I wanted to help to make sure everyone got the right medication that worked best for them.
Awesome. Why do people have to get the flu shot every year?
People need to get the flu shot every single year because the flu changes. So every year, scientists say, this is what we think the flu will look like this year, and create a vaccine.
Is it possible to catch the flu from the flu shot?
No, you can't get the flu from the flu shot, but the flu shot isn't always 100%, so it is possible to still get the flu even though you might have gotten the flu shot. But it definitely decreases your chances of getting the flu.
Can you still get the flu shot if you're not feeling good that day?
If you just have a runny nose, then you can still get the flu shot. But if you have a fever, you probably want to wait until you feel better to get the flu shot so you're nice and strong.
The question of the week is, can you get the flu going outside on a really cold day without wearing a coat?
No, that won't make you get the flu. But it's probably not a good idea because you could get a cold.
Great job, Olivia, and a huge thanks to Emily for joining us this week. We have one more matter to get to before we wrap this one up and put a bow on it. After listening to episode 29, Curious About Mail, a listener got in touch with us on Facebook to tell us something amazing.
Ari told us that people used to send their kids in the mail.
Can you believe that? People used to mail their kids. This is what Ari told us. Did you know that back in the day, you used to be able to give a stamp to your child, hand them over to the mail carrier, and send them to your parents or wherever you'd please? I work for the post office, and when I learned that fact, I couldn't believe it.
Would they actually put the kid in the box?
Not exactly. Back in the year 1913, the post office started to accept large packages to be mailed. They didn't have rules as to what could be mailed, so people decided to see what they could get away with. Just a few weeks into 1913, an Ohio couple mailed their 8-month-old son to his grandmother, who lived just a few miles away, to see if it would work. The postage only cost them 15 cents, although they did insure him for $50. In the following year, a 4-year-old girl was mailed from her Grangeville, Idaho home to her grandparents that lived 73 miles away. Postage was cheaper than the train ticket. Instead of putting the kids in boxes, people would just stick a stamp on them and tell the post carrier where he or she needed to go. The kid would then be escorted by the mail carrier to the destination by train. The longest known mailing of a child was 720 miles from Florida to Virginia. It also cost only 15 cents in stamps. Finally, the Postmaster General, Albert S. Burleson, banned postal workers from mailing humans.
Thanks, Ari, for letting us know about this crazy part of history.
It's amazing to get mail from our listeners to teach us amazing things about topics we already covered. Well, that's a wrap for this week's episode.
Thank you for listening to this week's podcast, number 46, on Flu Shots.
There are so many ways to get in touch with us anytime you want to, by sending us an email if you know something awesome about a topic we covered, like our pal Ari. You can say hi to us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. Our email address and social media pages can be easily found if you check out our show notes on whatever app or program you are using to listen to us right now. In our show notes, you can always find our email address and links to our Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Patreon accounts. Don't be shy. Say hi to us and let us know you're there. As always, thank you so much for listening and getting curious with us.